No rules. No limits. No excuses.
No boundaries. All right? Let me try it.
Today's hit music starts now.
What do you say we turn it on?
AFN Rota, the Eagle, serving America's best.
Would you like to see the big guy, the skipper, the head honcho?
Good morning, Captain.
Good morning, Captain.
You're listening to Morning Joe with the CEO.
Good morning, Rota, and welcome back to the morning show here on AFN Rota. This is one of your hosts, Petty Officer Connor Blake. I'm also joined by Petty Officer Knack. And, of course, this is the June edition of Morning Joe with the CO. And so, of course, we have Captain Suarez here with us, as well as another very special guest. But without further ado, Captain Suarez, I'll let you take over. And I understand you're about to hit a very significant milestone.
Yeah. And hey, good morning, and thank you for having me on again. I always love the month of June. And this year, it's special because we hit 2 years here in Rota. We showed up June 10th, I believe June 10th, way back in 2022. And so we've been here for 2 years now. And I vividly remember that the captain before me kept telling me how beautiful the weather was, a lot like it is right now, 75 degrees, a couple of clouds here and there. And then when the plane door opened, I was hit with 95 degree Levante winds as the welcome to Rota.
It hasn't gotten there yet, but
I know. I keep waiting for it to change. I was wearing a sweater in the backyard just a couple of days ago.
I think it's going to hit 80 today. So
I know we're getting there. but 2 years, and 2 years has gone by incredibly fast. I was trying to think last night and this morning through what we've seen and had the chance to do over the last 2 years, and it's hard to capture all of it. From the guests that we've had here, we've had the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the CNO, the MCPON, we've had numerous congressional delegations and visitors from a couple of combatant commands, to the ships that we've hosted here. We've had Six Fleet flagship, we've had ships like Herschel Woody Williams, one of the weirdest looking ships that you'll ever see, to we've had a full harbor where we had six destroyers. We've had an empty harbor where we've had no destroyers. We've had a flight line where we had upwards of a dozen jets parked there. We've had a flight line with no jets on there. We've had expeditionary forces rolling through. We've had expeditionary forces doing some work on the installation here for us. It's just been a very interesting year, and I've learned a heck of a lot. But I think the most important thing I've learned is just how good the team is here, whether it's the folks that I have the chance to work with every day as part of the installation. They're incredibly dedicated, passionate professionals who every day are finding a way to help make sure that the warfighters have the chance to get out there and do their job. To the warfighters themselves and watching everything they go through and getting the ships ready to deploy, the training and maintenance cycles they go through before they head out to sea and execute the most complex missions that destroyers execute, the ballistic missile defense mission. It's just humbling, and having the chance to work with folks like EOD, who I've never had the chance to really work with, and the Seabees, who I've only, you know, rarely had the chance to work with, and watching what they do, to Naval Facilities Command and how they manage 50-year-old buildings that house all of us here. It's humbling, and I'm really, really proud of being a part of this team. And I've watched my kids grow up here in Spain. So they showed up as 6 and 8-year-old kids who were excited but not sure what it was like to live here in Spain, and now they're 8 and 10-year-old kids who are trying to run the house for us. It's really
goes by too fast.
It does. It really does. It's just been really cool. It's been really cool to be here too. So I'm sure you feel the same way though, right? It just flies by.
It does. I'm about to hit 3 years, and I'll second you on that and just say, since I showed up about 3 years ago, it's been a masterclass to watch the installation. You know, before here I was on Coronado, but I was ship's company on a carrier, so you don't really get to see what the base is doing to support you to be ready to go at all times. And I mean, Naval Station Rota is one of a kind. So
yeah, and this is my first time being part of a base too. Mm-hmm. I've been a helicopter guy through and through, so I've always been on the receiving end of it. To have the chance to help see that support. And the way that we give it it's impressive. And then, of course, you said Rota is one of a kind, and the very unique flavor here is that we're on a Spanish base.
Yep.
So I'm an installation CO without an installation. So I've got an amazing team that is here because the Kingdom of Spain is an amazing host, and we have such a strong partnership here. All of the missions that we execute, we can execute those with the Spanish, and we've demonstrated that time and time again over the couple of years I've been here, whether it's the ships going out there and working with their sister ships, or HSM 79 able to execute some complex missions with the Spanish aviators, to the way that the CBs and EOD and the Air Force all work with our Spanish hosts here. And the chance I have to work with Alardiz and get to know some of the mayors in the towns around us, and the support that they provide to our families and the community, it's incredible. I'm in the office. I feel incredibly lucky to be working here with this team and with the mission that we support.
It's a privilege. It really is it's a small little city operating to... And everybody gets taken care of. It's awesome to see.
It really is.
But, speaking of that, sir, I understand we're about to kind of get into a chaotic season here on Navs Day.
Yes. So, summertime. Yeah, summertime is chaos here in southern Spain. We have beautiful weather. And one thing I don't know that we always think about, we have the chance, the Navy pays us to live in a place that most of northern Europe goes to for vacation over the summertime. So for 10 months out of the year, we get to enjoy Rota, Spain as part of the community, and it's just the community enjoying Rota, Spain. For 2 months out of the year, we have to share it with the rest of Europe. So it does get pretty chaotic here.
People love Rota in the summertime.
They do. It's amazing beaches. It's amazing culture. It's amazing community. But it does come with some risks with us here. We talked about the heat a little bit. The heat's going to get here, as much as I don't want it to. It's going to get hot. And that heat brings its own set of challenges. We've got to make sure that we're hydrated, that we're covering up, that we're using sunscreen, that we're taking care of ourselves and looking out for the people around us. In Rota, with all the people that come here, it's got to be careful of things like petty theft that tends to rise over the summertime. This is an incredibly safe community, but with all those tourists come some folks who are looking to get a quick buck out of your back pocket. So I would remind people, as the summertime comes, we look forward to enjoying that, to just have fun while you're out there, but have a plan to take care of yourself and get yourself home safely every night, and take care of yourself. Know what helps keep you running safe, and take care of your shipmates, whether that's a civilian, it's a contractor, it is one of your Spanish friends, it's an airman, doesn't matter, they're all shipmates to us here. Take care of your shipmate, make sure that you're looking out for them too while you guys are out there.
Yeah, I would definitely say the summertime is the best time to walk to your destination.
Absolutely.
Rota, rather than, I mean, obviously the parking is going to be, you know, a nightmare just because all the spots are filled up.
Yep.
But then, like you said, like with petty theft, like driving your car somewhere and then forgetting to lock your car, it's just an easy opportunity for someone to see what you have going on. But
and taxis too. Taxis are great, except for July and August.
Yep.
It's almost impossible to
get
a taxi.
Don't count on them.
Yeah. I remember waiting for hours and then deciding just to walk home from downtown Rota.
Absolutely. Okay, well, with that, sir, I'm going to take a quick song break.
Yeah.
But when we come back, I want to introduce our special guest who can also kind of help us figure out a way to mitigate some of the hazards that we have coming up in summertime. But first, we'll get back to the music. Up next is a good summer song. This is a bar song, Tipsy by Shaboozy, right here on AFN Road of the Eagle. Welcome back to Morning Joe with the CO right here on AFN Road of the Eagle. We are here with Captain Suarez. And, Captain, yeah, we have a special guest in studio today. You want to introduce him for us? And I think we're going to talk about 101 critical days of summer that are coming up.
We are. But before we get to the guest that we have today, I do want to take a moment to thank the guest that we had for the high school graduation. So we had the astronaut, Colonel Mann, come out here and meet with elementary school kids, with high school kids, with squadron, with a couple of other folks around the installation. She took a lot of time out of her incredibly busy day just to meet with a bunch of people and then speak at the graduation. It was something I think that those high school graduates will never forget, having an astronaut who spent time in space, 6 months in space, come talk to them about the ability to achieve dreams and to watch where life takes you. And because she didn't want to be an astronaut when she first joined the Marines, she just wanted to be a Marine flying F-18s and ended up out in space leading a mission. So that was really cool. But on to the guests that I have the chance to hang out with this morning. So I've got Mr. Lauren Blakely, my safety officer. And for those who are listening, our safety program here is absolutely phenomenal. So at the most notable part of it is the awards that we keep receiving. But I think for everybody who's out there, the fact that you have such a good chance of going home every day with 10 fingers, 10 toes, it is directly attributable to the fact that Mr. Blakely and the team that he's put together in Leeds, it works so hard to identify all the risks and hazards that exist out there and help us find ways to safely mitigate those so everybody can go back to home and visit their family or have fun with their friends. So, Lauren, thank you for joining us, and welcome.
It's good to be here, Captain. I love coming in and talking about what we do in the office and for everybody on base. And, to me, the award is, did we win today? Did everybody go home? Everybody went home? Okay, it's a W. We fly the W flag because I'm a Cubs fan. Got to put the W flag up, you know. And to me, that's my reward. You know, sure, having the recognition from the CNO the last 2 years and then the Navy League for the entire Navy this year, it's phenomenal, and it's indicative of the special folks, the special team we have here on Rota. And it's really a team effort. It's not just my office. Sure, we're the tour guides, but it's everybody that gets on the bus that wants to be, you know, part of the program we have here, and making sure that their brothers and sisters and friends and families that come here, they have a good experience and they leave successful. So that's what it's all about to me.
So we got you here specifically because it's summertime, and I think we always talk about the 101 critical days of summer. Can you explain to that what the 101 critical days of summer are?
Yeah, Captain, this safety initiative started way back when I was, I think it was either third class or second class, and of course that was last century. The 101 critical days is the 101 days from Memorial Day to Labor Day. And that signifies the summer as far as DOD is concerned. But the important thing is that is where we lose a good 60% of our people for a year. That's where most of the mishaps happen, especially off-duty mishaps. And when we talk about recreation off-duty safety, you know, what's the biggest part of the year that people get outside to do stuff? It's from Memorial Day to Labor Day, you know, and it's not just all inclusive these 101 days, but it's a way to focus, recalibrate, and make sure that everybody's prepared to do whatever activity they want to do and do it safely.
So I think most people out there associate the 101 critical days of summer with a safety stand down, where we have the chance to focus on some of those ideas that will keep us safe over that time between Memorial Day and Labor Day. So you said that's where the majority of our mishaps or losses occur. What is there a particular area where most of those incidents happen?
Yeah, most of them, Captain, were traffic related. Motorcycles, POVs. We lost a couple pedestrians and bicycle riders last year. And being a bicycle rider, you know, that's one of the reasons I specifically focused a couple of the videos that we watched on bicycle safety, because bicycles are prevalent here in Europe. You go up to Paris, and I think there's more bicycles than automobiles on the street. And it's a good way to get around, but it befuddles me when we lose pedestrians. And you know, from growing up, you know, walk facing traffic on the side of the road if there's no sidewalk, cross to the crosswalks or cross at the corner, you know, things like that. Be visible, be seen, you know, wear bright clothing, carry a flashlight at night. Here on base, wear a reflective belt, you know, that kind of stuff. And we teach people how to successfully drive if they're under 26. We have that special class that they are required by DOD to take at least once. And then, you know, I've got a AAA class and motorcycle safety. You have to be qualified to ride a motorcycle on the base. And if you're active duty, you have to be qualified to ride a motorcycle anywhere, base or not.
So when you say we've lost bicycle riders and pedestrians, you're talking Navy.
Navy, right?
So Navy-wide, it's an issue not just here in Rota. but in the Navy. And I think one of the unique things that we face here in Spain, it took a while for me to adjust to the fact that crosswalks are inviolable. As soon as I step into a crosswalk, traffic stops. But it's not the same everywhere else we go. So when we've gone on trips to Portugal or to France or to Italy, having to recalibrate what happens when I step into the street took a little bit of mental effort. Yeah, yeah. Couldn't expect everybody just to stop for me when I stepped out there.
Yes, when you're a pedestrian and you know you're going to cross that crosswalk, you know that's your lane to cross. However, as a pedestrian, you have to understand that that piece of steel, you know, that's 1,500 to 2,000 pounds, mm-hmm. is not going to stop on a dime. It's not a Bugs Bunny Roadrunner cartoon. Yeah. Sorry, you have to stop, look, make eye contact with that driver, and give them the opportunity to slow down and come to a stop before you step into that crosswalk.
Yeah, I don't think I observe that from all of the pedestrians I see out in town. That's for sure.
You know, especially the ones that have their phone in their hand and yeah. they're staring at their phone and they step off the curb. They don't even look to see if the driver's
and
coming.
I do notice that every now and then here on the installation as well. And I would ask people, just if you're crossing the street, put the phone down and pay attention to what's happening on the street. I'm sure the conversation will pick up in the 30 seconds.
Literally in traffic, you should probably not be on your
phone. You should probably not be on your phone. And when you're driving, I do notice that when people are driving too. Please put your phones down, take it away from your head, take it out of your hand while you're driving the car. You pay attention to what's happening on the road so that we can all be safe and head home. So what are some of the concerns that you have specifically here in Spain? Is there anything that you worry about here?
The traffic would probably be the number one worry that I have, Captain. And case in point, the morning of our safety stand down, we had everything set up. You know, my crew, Brooks Beal and Avery Yang, had everything set up. And I'm standing outside, you know, enjoying the morning because it was a nice, cool, but bright morning. Yeah. And I was watching traffic. And in a less than 10-minute time span, I observed about 15 vehicles go across in front of me there at the theater. 8 people had their phone in their hand.
Yep.
And there was probably 6 that didn't have a seatbelt on.
Oh, that's surprising.
And, I'm like, you can physically see there is no shoulder harness, and that's a fairly new car. Got to have a shoulder harness. So that's probably the one that it's the least, I don't know how to word it, but it's the one that we can least focus or affect. As my point of view, we can put the training out there, put the information out there, but the people have to take it on board and consciously put your phone away. Put it in the seat, put it in the purse, put it in the glove box, throw it in the back seat. Focus on driving.
Yeah. So the one that we can least directly affect is that the individual will of that person and their decisions that they make.
Yep.
Yeah, it is tough. It is tough. Trying to give them all the tools that we can possibly give them, trying to give them all the information to help them make the right decisions. It is still up to us to make the right decisions when we're behind the wheel or out there in traffic.
It's definitely been surprising to me since joining the military to find out like how many people, you know, join at 18 or even older, and they just don't know how to drive. But then, because I'm from Florida, but you know, like a lot of people from New York, you know what I mean, or other like big cities, like they have public transportation. So it just wasn't something that they really needed to do. But that's why I think it's so great, you know, that the Navy and I mean the rest of the DOD like looks out for us and gives us these tools. To keep ourselves safe, especially during summertime. But on that note, sir, I'm going to do another quick song break.
Okay,
and then,
sounds good.
Speaking of tools, when we come back, I want to talk about tips and tricks to get us through this summer safely. But first, we're going to get back to the music. Up next is Creedence Clearwater Revival. This is for Safety-O, and it is Born on the Bayou. Welcome back to Morning Joe with the CO right here on AFM, where we are joined by Captain Suarez and our safety officer, Mr. Lauren Blakely.
Yeah, so we were just talking in the music break about different types of music and trying to find new kinds of music. And it went into a concert that Lauren, you went to with your daughter in mm-hmm. Paris. And funny, last time I was on here, I was castigating Apple Music's Top 100 albums and how Taylor Swift shouldn't be anywhere near Kind of Blue. And I hope that everybody here knows what Kind of Blue is, the album. And after that, I got quite a few notes or comments from Swifties. You know, how dare.
That was a bold move, sir.
Yeah, it's really. And that led directly to me going to Taylor Swift in Madrid. So the family and I went to see Taylor Swift up in Madrid, which was cool. I don't know how you can perform for 3.5 hours, like back-to-back nights. What she does, just from the purely performance standpoint, whatever you think of her music, is absolutely astonishing. It's an amazing show. It's an incredible show that she puts on. And watching, feeling the stadium shake as everybody gets into it, and listening to almost an entire stadium of 67,000 people sing word for word with her as she goes. You can tell the impact that she has on a lot of those people. But what made me think of that is we were talking about hearing protection. So I had earplugs in there because over the course of going to so many concerts, you start to notice what hurts, what doesn't. So I wear ear protection. So that's one indication that I'm old. But it is also a reminder of how safety kind of infuses itself into everything that we do, because hearing protection is something that safety cares a lot about, and hearing conservation and making sure that we have the right equipment to keep us safe and keep us moving after we go to something. So, you know, as you were saying, trying to get everybody home, that's the big win, trying to give everybody all the tools that they need to preserve their body and their health, because we're only part of the Navy for so long. So mm-hmm. whether it is for an enlistment or it's for a 40-year career, eventually you walk away from the Navy. And Lauren and his team have all these great tools to help us make sure when we step out of uniform, we've still got as much as of our body and our health with us to continue on and enjoy the rest of our lives. So I just thought it was funny that we're both, you know, talking about wearing hearing protection while
yep.
we're in these concerts.
And being a guy that's had hearing aids for the last 2 years, you know, I am passionate about protecting people's hearing, because it's frustrating when I'm sitting at the dinner table and my daughter is at the other end of the dinner table and 6 feet away, and she says something to me and I can't understand what she says. And I have to ask my wife or myself, what'd she say? After a while, it really, really affects me, because the knowledge and the technology and everything with the noise canceling headphones, that, you know, the hearing devices, the speakers that they have in the headsets for air crewmen are way, way leaps and bounds above what I wore
yep.
back in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s. And, you know, here I am, you know, I can't really hear anything above 3000 hertz. So it's passion for me to make sure that everybody out there does not go through what I'm going through on a daily basis. You know, tinnitus, still a lot. They don't know tinnitus, but other than the fact it's not your ears, it's something in your brain. There's a disconnect, and, you know, it's almost like an arc gap zapping back and forth,
yeah,
and that's where it comes from. So, you know, protect your hearing. We've had a number of identified hearing losses, and that's why the folks at Ock Health are phenomenal. The folks over there, they let me know as soon as a sailor has an identified hearing loss, so we can get a hold of them and their command and say, hey, you know, we need to protect this person's hearing. And sometimes it's frustrating because I'm the individual works in an admin function, so they're nowhere near the flight line. So where is it coming from? You know, is there a medical condition? You know, things like that.
Yeah,
so
medical condition,
protect your hearing.
Headphones, stereos,
yep.
concerts. There's a lot that we expose ourselves to
mm-hmm.
that puts that at risk. But it's just an example of the passion that you bring to this job and trying to help people remain safe. So, I'm sorry, before we went to the music break, though, you had talked about going to some of the tips to keep us in mind. So Lauren, what are some of the safety tips and tricks that we can carry with us?
Well, you're talking about the heat here in the summertime. It is hot. And being in Okinawa and coming here, you know, you have to protect yourself. And when you're out there in the sun, make sure you're wearing sunblock. Make sure that you're wearing light, loose-fitting clothing. It's going to allow you know, the sweat to evaporate so you're staying cooler. The number one thing, though, is stay hydrated. You have to stay hydrated because when you're hot and sweaty, you know, your body is vacating that moisture real quick. And it doesn't take much. And when I say hydrated, I'm sitting here with a cup of coffee. You know, not what we need to be hydrating with. Anything with caffeine, stay away from the alcohol during the hottest parts of the day. I like a nice cold beer. But if you want to stay hydrated, that's not the way it is. First thing in the morning, I start off with 750 milliliters of ice cold water. First thing when I walk downstairs. And that sets my tone. I'm drinking 3 to 4 liters of water a day, and I'm not out there in the sun all day long working like some of these maintenance folks do. People on the flight line, people on the pier are port ops folks. Yeah. You got to stay hydrated, you know, and just be prepared to be out there. Hats, wear a hat. You know, and try and stay out of the direct sunlight as much as possible. It doesn't take much to get a tan. You know, 30 minutes a day, and in a couple of days, you've changed the color of your skin. So don't lay out there all day long, because bad things can happen, like sunburn, or, you know, even worse. If you're out there doing your PT, pay attention to the flag conditions. We have a WhatsApp. You can get a hold of the folks in the industrial hygiene office. In our last newsletter, there's their address. You send them your WhatsApp phone number, and they'll automatically send you updates whenever the flag condition changes. So, you know, we don't have a flag. It's a white flag, and that goes to green, yellow, red, and black. So during the peak months, you're going to do PT, and, you know, be smart. I wouldn't be out there PTing and running, you know, between the hours of 1000 and 1600 during the day. That's the hottest part. You know, I really don't recommend that anybody go out and do any kind of strenuous exercise unless you're acclimatized. You've been doing it for a while, you know, and if you're not, you're brand new. This is for the brand new folks. Ease into it. Don't, you know, run out there. I'm gonna spend all day out in the sun. Not the way to do it. You gotta be smart.
And it is PCS season, so we will start to have a lot of new families and sailors and airmen showing up here and working through some of that.
Yep. And hopefully we have some big football linemen get off the plane this year. So,
yeah. All right, coach.
Grill safety. Everybody loves the Thanksgiving pre-holiday stand down because I showed the turkey fryer videos. Well, barbecue, I'm sorry, but it's just as hazardous. Gas bottles. It's compressed gas. Okay, gas under pressure. If there's a leak, gas is going to come out. And you don't want it coming out while you've got the barbecue lit. So inspect your gas grills at least once a month. Get that bottle of soapy water. Spray the hose, the fittings, and everything. Make sure you don't have bubbles. And then make sure your grill's clean so that the grease that's getting accumulated in the bottom doesn't flare up. Because, yes, I'm a safety officer, and I do have a mental lapse every once in a while. And I've had a grill catch fire, and, you know, once I get it out, it shut the bottle off, let it, you know, burn down. I'm look at my wife and said, I think we're going to eat out tonight, you know. It, I'm human, so learn from my mistakes, and just make sure your grill's clean. And if you're using a charcoal grill and love the flavor of a charcoal grilled steak or piece of chicken, soak your briquettes for 15 minutes and then light them, and do not put more fluid on there after it's lit. Don't do it, because we had some videos where, the person, it becomes a fireball because they open bucket of whatever accelerant they were using. I don't know if it was lighter fluid, gasoline. They poured on there, and next thing you know, it's like a napalm bomb going off. And so just protect yourself. Be smart. Don't put anything on the grill after it's already lit.
Yeah, and one thing you said, learn from your mistakes. So for everybody out there who's had a little bit of experience under their belt, there's generally a bunch of mistakes that come with that. So please don't hesitate to share those mistakes with the folks that are around you. If you see somebody starting to do something that you've already tried and found out doesn't work very well, then don't be afraid to tell them, like, hey, maybe don't do that with the lighter fluid. And look, my forearm's got no hair. That's why. So don't be afraid to share some of those mistakes that you've made so that other people can learn from you while you're still trying to learn everything from the older folks like us.
Yeah. Yep. Scars are proof that you lived through your mistake.
Got a couple of those. Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe if you're new and you're trying something new, you know what I mean? Don't try something crazy your first time, like grilling or something, you know what I mean? And just ask for help rather than just try to do it yourself and then end up, I don't know, like blowing up your grill or something. So.
Yeah.
All right. There are the tips and tricks to keep you safe this summer. Thank you, Mr. Blakely, for that. We really appreciate it. But now we're going to go back to another quick song break, and then we come back, sir. I want to talk about some upcoming events for the rest of the month of June. So everyone stay tuned. You're not going to miss it. There's a lot of awesome stuff coming up. But first, up next is Chapel Rowan with Good Luck Babe right here on AFN Road of the Eagle. AM, and welcome back to Morning Joe with the CEO, with Captain Suarez, and we are joined right now by Mr. Lauren Blakely, our safety officer, and I think we got a few more things to cover safety-wise, and then, sir, I wanted to talk about the upcoming events we have coming up in June.
So, Lauren, I think there's something you wanted to close with to kind of make sure we got something in our minds as we'll walk away from this conversation.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what activity we're going to participate in, whether it's bicycle riding, jogging, driving, barbecuing, swimming at the beach, in the pool, whatever. The most important thing to take away from our conversation here, Captain, is whatever you're going to do, doesn't matter. Take that time critical ORM pause. Stop for a second and think. Ask yourself, what bad could happen? If I'm going to do X, what can I do to make sure that I'm going to do it, you know, safely and successfully and have fun doing it? So take that pause. Ask yourself that question. It only takes a second or two, and a lot of times it's that extra second or two that prevents a trip to the ER or worse. You know, and as a CO of the base, it'd be, you know, I don't know how you do it, Captain, waiting for that phone call that you hope never comes in. And, it's a key. Doesn't matter what it is. If you're at work, at home, whatever, take that time critical ORM pause. Ask yourself, hey, what bad can happen? And guarantee you do that 99.9% of the time, you're going to come through it, and it's going to be a pleasurable experience.
Yeah. So I will say that I do get asked every now and then, you know, how many phone calls I get, what keeps me up at night. I will say that there's less that keeps me up at night here than there ever was when I was in command of a helicopter squadron, way smaller, much more focused evolution. And part of that is I'm really comfortable now understanding what I can control and what I can't control. But I also realize that the team that I have here, it is all people dedicated to their individual jobs. So that phone call that I hope never comes, I will always hope that phone call never comes. But I'm far more confident that it won't come because of folks like you, because of folks who are professionals in their fields and dedicated to that job. So thank you for what you do as our safety officer, for working to ensure that we get that win every day and everybody gets to go home to their families, their friends, and to what they want to do when they're not at work.
Loving every minute of it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much. And speaking of safety and grill safety, sir, I understand there's a cookout coming up.
Yeah, so tomorrow there's a Juneteenth cookout, the Diversity Committee and over with the Rota USO. And this is a nod to, sorry, I'm trying to pull up the right thing here. This is a nod to the fact that, June is Pride Month and recognized by DOD. And in this month, we celebrate the principles of inclusion, belonging, and equal opportunity for DOD civilian employees and military members, regardless of their sexual orientation or gender identity, and the fact that they are able to serve with honor the same way that I am. So this is, I'm sorry, not Juneteenth is not part of that, but June is part of it. I completely conflated two different things. My sincere apologies to the Diversity Committee. I saw a Diversity Committee thought about this as Pride Month. Juneteenth is a celebration of June 19th, and it was a formal declaration for freeing enslaved peoples down in Texas, the first place that it was actually signed into legislation. So this is a relatively new federal holiday that was enacted in, I believe it was 2021, just before I got here, or 2022, just before I got here. So come join us for the Juneteenth cookout. It is over by the USO with the air terminal hosted by the Diversity Committee and the Rota USO. The Pride Run, and I think this is where I got confused, the Pride Run is also coming up, and this is part of Pride Month, and that is this weekend, 10 to 12 over by the Fitness Center. So join us in the Fitness Center parking lot, and last year we had the chance to participate, and that was a whole lot of fun. So that is a lot of stuff that's coming up in June. It's the chance to celebrate Juneteenth, Pride Month, and then we roll straight into July. So I think before I have the chance to come back on here as for the Morning Joe show, we have our 4th of July celebration. So this is one of our major highlights here. We welcome everybody off the base, on the base, to come celebrate with us. The 4th of July, celebrate with fireworks. We've got over by the softball fields by La Plaza. We've got rides. We've got games for the kids. We've got music. We have guests who are there performing. And we've got food, the chance to hang out and just kind of celebrate a small piece of America here in Spain. So for those who aren't aware, I'm only allowed to fly the American flag for a couple of days a year here in Rota, and that is because we are on a Spanish base, but the Spanish give us the chance to fly it around the 4th of July. So July 3rd, we're going to raise the flag and we'll have it up through that weekend. So this is the chance for us to tap back into what it means to wear the cloth, to serve the country and revel in the fact that we are Americans from a very unique country that has an incredible beginning that is still, in my mind, the beacon of hope for liberty, for freedom, for democracy. So got all that fun stuff that we have the chance to look forward to in July. But what are you guys going to do? I don't think you guys get a lot of questions. What are you guys going to do to celebrate summertime?
I have not been to that festival yet, the 4th of July festival, but I think I'll check that out this year. And but for the past couple of years, I've covered that flag raising ceremony.
Yeah.
And I absolutely love that.
It's so cool.
It is so cool.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just special because it's like the one day a year that we can do that. And just to see all of the branches on base kind of come together too. Yeah. I always love making those videos, but definitely the beach as well.
Yep. Yeah.
The beach. I am from Florida, so I will be in my natural habitat at the beach by my house. So that's where I will live.
So the you just reminded me with the flag raising ceremony. So when I spent some time over in Iraq, and I remember I was on a really, really small FOB, so we didn't have the chance, a forward operating base. We didn't have the chance to fly the American flag. So I remember when I got back to the States and I heard colors every morning, I could still remember getting goosebumps hearing it because it's something that I didn't hear for over a year when I was over there. It's kind of the same effect now. So any other base throughout the United States and parts of Europe, you will hear colors every morning and you will hear taps every night. And if you're near ships, you'll hear the national anthem play as they raise the flags. But we don't get that option, or we don't get that opportunity here very often. So it is one of the few chances we have to play colors, to play the national anthem, to raise the flag, to be a part of that, something that we take for granted almost everywhere that we work in the Navy. I think it's a truly special opportunity, and I genuinely love that, and I'm really looking forward to it. But Lauren, what are you planning on doing this summer?
whatever my wife wants me to do. No,
safety decision.
We're working. I got a trip coming up to Valencia for work. I'm going to go visit NSC there and give them their 101 critical days this summer. We're going to do a little traveling. It's my daughter's high school graduation gift. We're going to take her to Scotland so she can see the hairy cows in a castle or two. It's just whatever we decide to on a whim, but I'll be doing that time critical ORM before we do it, whatever it is. Working, and we're only a block off the beach, so I know my wife went out yesterday and came back with a big Ziploc bag full of sea glass, so I know I'll be sea glass hunting, periodically. So, I mean, it's fun. You got to get out. Enjoy the Independence Day celebration. I'm lucky because on my balcony, on my roof, I don't have to leave. I can see the fireworks and everything, and I don't have to stand in line to get a hamburger or use a restroom. So, whatever it is, we're going to enjoy it. You can't beat the summer here.
And
the base, the community, just go out and enjoy it and do it safely.
Yeah, and I think we have a summer full of the beach, the pool, and a little bit of AC every now and then just to help cool off.
And doing all of it safely. All right, sir. Well, that's going to about wrap up our show. Is there anything else you would like to add? Thank you so much for coming in again.
No, thanks. Thank you for the opportunity. And for everybody out there, I hope that everybody finds a way to enjoy the summer, take care of themselves, recenter, and do what helps you feel good. And just do it safely and make sure you get back home safely.
Yes, sir. Mr. Blakely, as always, thank you so much for coming in.
Good to be here.
Look forward to talking to both of you again, and have a great summer. And with that, let's get back to the music and close out our 7 o'clock hour with Morning Joe with the CEO. Up next is Young by Kenny Chesney.